keeping the focus on me and taking responsibility.
Hello, Fanny. My name is Alan Mahady. I'm sleepier than a motherfucker. Real. I'm tired. I've been up all day. I've been up since yesterday morning. Didn't get no sleep. I come to a convention, I get open. Like you ever found some crap? And was happy you found that shit and you ain't had no money? That's how I be at a convention. I'm really tired. My eyes is red and just tired, but I'm running on pure happiness to be motherfucking clean. Newcomer, if your ass is in here, motherfucker, I'm high on happiness. Real. Just being clean. Narcotics Anonymous. So if I stutter a little bit and forget a word, bear with me, I'm tired. You understand where I'm coming from? I love Narcotics Anonymous, man. I want to thank the committee for having me be a part of Ocean City, Maryland. I saved my money, paid for my room, jumped in homie's car, and here the fuck I am. For real. Happier than a motherfucker. Newcomer, stick around. You're going to be able to do that shit. For, you know, and on the way here, I paid the cable bill over the phone. You know what I mean? Because I don't want to go home and the cable is off. You know, don't fuck with the cable, you know. Anything else can be fucked up in the house, but not the cable. You just don't fuck up the cable. So, you know, I rolled down, me and my sponsor and another brother, and they kept saying, would you stop saying you got to pay the cable? Because I'm responsible today. Man, that's part of the topic. Let me see the thing. Yeah, we responsible today. I paid the cable on the fucking way here. I was robbing my mother. You looking at a cat that was robbing his mother. I was robbing my mother. Carry my black ass for 9 months. Excruciating pain. And I crossed her. As a direct result of not being responsible. Because I was told long before I got high, yo, don't fuck with that shit. You know, that shit fuck up generations. What I do? One day, I'm going to tell y'all how I lost the focus. Because, you know, we had focus before we lost the focus. One day, teenager, on Clarkson and Fulton, I played a lot of basketball. You know what I mean? And we'd get down in the summer. You couldn't tell me I wasn't going to the NBA. I didn't have a jump shot, but I could pass like magic. I was nice. My nickname was Magic in the Park. So y'all know, let me tell you something. You know anything about basketball? When you get the nickname of a motherfucker in the NBA, you can do some shit in the park. Your game is kind of up the park. When they calling you Magic. Now, I was the broke one, up and coming. You know what I'm saying? Full of hope and prospect. But because I lost focus one of those summer days. Brother named Lamel. Now I can break his anonymity. He ain't in the motherfucking rooms. I hope he get here. But you understand where I'm coming from? I hope he get here. You know, I love, you know, we used to call him L.A. Lamel. You know what I mean? And some sisters in here know exactly who the fuck I'm talking about because we all grew up together, right? So I'm coming out of the park. I had a successful park day that day, Sylvester. You know what I mean? Now I'm focused. Because you got to remember, I was born with focus. Don't do this, don't do that. Do the right thing, go to school. I got to trust you now because you're old enough, you know, to get your key that went around my neck. Y'all ever had the key, you know, mom's hit you with the keys, motherfucker. You're responsible now because mom got to go to work. So you know my focus was great. I minimized receiving a key at 12 years old. I minimized it. So now, go to the park, I'm coming home, it's summertime, I'm bouncing the ball, and L.A. say to me, Dad, he say, look, you want a blast, Pop? I said, yeah. All my motherfucking focus down the drain. Down the drain. And he said, don't pull on the cigarette like that. That ain't no joint, motherfucker. That's coke in that cigarette. Y'all, can y'all you see where I'm going with it? It wasn't a lot of reefer smoking where I come from. Clausen Avenue and Fulton Street, the dope feed was outside. We had a pool in the park. It's no longer there. The shit was growing grass out. Big ass pool, ain't nothing in it but old dirty rainwater. So long story short, that's where I begin to lose my focus. If I see L.A. today, I'll fuck L.A. up, man. For real, because you know smoking crack fucks up, just fucked up my life. I'm so glad today that I've learned through Narcotics Anonymous how to keep the focus on me. And the way I do that is just mind my motherfucking business. If you seen it, act like you ain't seen it. Nobody asked you to say what you see. If you knew, sit up front, be quiet. Act like you don't see it, you'll get your turn. Real talk, man. It's a beautiful thing to be responsible today. No longer am I blaming people, places, and things for my motherfucking shortcomings and want to call myself a man. Because I ain't got the heart to stand up and take my best motherfucking swing in the game. I remember those days, wanting a Nike suit that she had to buy. You know what I mean? Playing with her remote control. It's a motherfucker when the remote don't belong to you. No, for real, man. You know, you gotta watch what she watch. I don't like none of that shit. You know what I mean? But I had to stay focused to be able to become fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. Thank God for Narcotics Anonymous. I developed some patience. Got me a job. Stayed clean. See, staying clean got to come first. If you want your own remote control, staying clean got to come first. Ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And they got some smart TVs out now. Do whatever the fuck you tell it to do. But staying clean got to come first. That means I got to stay focused, Sylvester. It's a motherfucker staying focused. There's going to be some new relationships in this motherfucker this weekend. Y'all see all this focus in here? The newcomer focused like a motherfucker. Real. But don't be afraid. Get in it, newcomer. This shit will help you stay clean. Don't believe that shit. Don't get in a relationship. Fuck that. Focus on it. Real. That shit'll help you stay the fuck clean. You know what I mean? You wake up clean and focus like a motherfucker. Where she at? You know what I'm saying? Fuck that. Straight up and down, man. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You know, a lot of times we forget that God is the great designer, man. We forget. Ain't nobody in here because, you know, we want it to be. We wanted to be because we was thoroughly fucking with. No, I was. I was tired of my mama being sad. Oh my God, I was tired of moms being sad, man. This shit ain't deep. If you smoke crack, you did some shit you ain't told yet. Keep fucking coming. No, for real, you know, it ain't deep. Nobody in this motherfucker ever walked on water and never fucking will. For real, it's not deep, man, but all I wanted, man, was my mom's to stop hurting, you know? And it was a beautiful thing, man, when she seen me clean. That's wonderful, because I had regained the focus and responsibility of being a motherfucking man. That's wonderful when you can say I'm a man and mean that I'm a motherfucking man. I'm a man's man. I don't need your validation. You understand what I'm saying? I know Almighty God ain't got no stepchildren. Why I'm wondering about if you forgive me or not? Fuck is you. God ain't got no stepchildren. What he want for you, he want for me. What do you think he gonna forget me and he remembered you? You got to be out your rabbit ass mind. Speech. Walking around here thinking that you're better than him. That's bullshit. You know what I mean? For real. Denial is a bad motherfucker. It's like a mental masturbation. You're fucking yourself. Straight up and down, man. This thing here, out of sight, newcomer, stick and stay. Tie a knot in your rope and swing with this shit. We on our way. I don't know where I'm going, but I'm on my motherfucking way. Clean. That's some hope. That's some hope, man. We doing this thing. We doing it. We got 18 years clean. You know, now a lot of times because you might have 19, you don't think my 18 count. Shit. Fuck that shit. I got just as much. I'm on my mother on the way. I might not never catch you. But it's all right, man. To love one another, man. To be responsible. You know the therapeutic value of one addict helping another is without parallel. I dare you try to destroy that behind some personal, egotistical bullshit. You see a motherfucker hungry, give him a piece of sandwich, man. For real. You see somebody at the dance, need to dance, go on, dance with him, sister. Damn, the motherfucker trying to stay. Damn. Damn, man. Don't you know he's trying to stay? Can't you see that? Can't you see he's trying to step? No, I don't want to dance. You waiting for that motherfucker to come that got the car keys. We know. Yeah. Come on, get that young brother a dance. Help him stay, man. This program is out of sight once you can keep the focus on yourself. And take the responsibility, man, of the therapeutic value. Because I can't do this alone. And no, I'm not here to tell nobody how to recover. Yeah, he's telling anybody. Well, I'm not telling a motherfucker nothing what to do. You know what to do. Don't get the fucking first one. Sit down somewhere. Real. Just don't get the first one. I'm not talking about, you know, it's this part of the train that kill you. No, it's the thought of using that will destroy your ass. And I'm talking about me. I ain't talking about you for all the analysts. Talking about me, man, and my story. For real. Yesterday, man, we was driving down. We stopped in Cracker Barrels, right? And I used to always bring my mother a box of taffy back. She said, Pop, you know I like that taffy, man. Bring a box of taffy back. And yesterday was the first day I seen the taffy because my mother died almost 4 years ago. You understand what I'm saying? And I seen that box of taffy and I pulled it off the shelf, paid for it. Now, I don't want no taffy. I don't know what made me buy it. But sponsor said, listen, that's just your mom's talking to you today. I cried like a motherfucker in the car. I told my sponsor, don't tell y'all, I'm telling y'all. Ain't that shit? You know what I'm saying? You know, you gotta keep that shit up, you know what I mean? Ain't nobody know I'm crying. But you know, I had a legit excuse, boy. If you love your mama like I love my mama, you know what I mean? Them grits and lima beans and fat back and all that, man. Yeah, I born and raised eating a lot of that. You know what I mean? That kept me strong and warm. For real, lima beans with a little fat back, you know. I don't mean nothing to all you brothers that don't eat pork and all that. Yeah, you know. I understand. I respect that. You know what I mean? But just respect the limas on Sunday afternoon, boy. Lord have mercy with a little rice. Yeah, y'all can identify with that, man. You know, yes, Lord. But I'm telling y'all, man, staying clean is the most beautiful thing in the world. We become a high commodity in here. We can, you know what I mean? Because I always wanted, you know, with a lot of little cousins, used to just get on my last motherfucking nerve, man. For real. He used to just get on my nerve. All I ever wanted to do was fuck him up, but I was smoking. I couldn't beat him. You know what I mean? I couldn't beat that motherfucker. I was wearing a buck and chain, buck 05, you know. He'd come in the house and boss me around, little punk motherfucker. You know what I mean? But not today. Not today. And they revenge is a bad motherfucker. Sometimes if I don't want to speak to him, I don't, I just growl at him, you know. For real, for real. And that's, you know, because I had become responsible today, man. And I felt good. And I thought about, you know, what I'm going to say. It ain't about what to say. This shit coming from the motherfucking heart. I told y'all I paid the cable in the car. If that ain't responsible, when I go home, I know my shit is on. And if it's off, I'm going to raise purity motherfucking hell. You know, because it's good when you can call somebody and you right. You ever call somebody and you got the right to call them motherfuckers and get in their ass because they done fucked up on your shit because you have taken responsibility for some shit and they done fucked it up. Staying clean got to come first, though. I can't fuck around and get the first one, man. Now, I know I'm doing a lot of cussing this late night. A lot of y'all want to go see Drew Hill. I understand that. I'm going to wind it down. It's okay. Sylvester's on his motherfucking way. Hold up. Sit tight. Don't leave. You understand what I mean? It's my man. I just met him about 10 minutes ago. That's how it goes. But see, that's the therapeutic value. This is the motherfucker that I know can help me out the hole if I ever fell in one. Responsibility, man. We responsible for each other. Because guess what, y'all? We all the fuck we got. Let your mother die. Let your father die. And find out who else you got going to love you and help you and guide you and help you and tell you don't use. You know what I mean? Tell you don't chase a replacer. Tell you that shit and mean it, man. Life too short to be bullshit. It's too short. Too short, man. I'm so responsible today. The IRS took money out of my check. I didn't care. I paid all the child support that I had to pay. I don't owe no more child support. That's responsible like a motherfucker. Don't be quitting your job because the game get hard. Stick and stay. See what Almighty God got for you. It's a beautiful thing. The money I was paying out of my check meant a hell of a motherfucking car, no plus insurance. Because I stuck and stayed and became responsible, man. I don't worry about that today, man. It's wonderful to have your own pack of cigarettes, a nice clean pair of socks, your own room paid for. Yes, Lord. I'm gonna, you know, I'm happy to lay down and go to sleep. I got a fake ass fireplace in the room. I'm turning that on. You know what I mean? That's being responsible, man. For real, turn it on. You know, ain't no heat coming out. It's the light bulb, but it just looks good. Fuck it. Look good over there, man. You understand what I'm saying? The shit just looks good. That let me know I'm being responsible. I got a fake look. I come out the hood. I got a fake fireplace in my room where I paid the note to be in there. Simple shit. I was smoking crack. I couldn't pay for nothing. I wasn't no gangster. I was robbing my mother. I had no motherfucking gun sticking up shit. I'd have sold that motherfucker. I had no gun. I'm about to give me the money. I don't have time to say that. Smoking crack, man. Getting down on a nickel. Fingers black as a motherfucker. Breath stink. Where'd that be? Never ran up. When I used to go to Rikers Island, they said, what you here for? I said, stem. Now, I'm getting busted for stems, man. I'm getting busted for robbing First National, taking $100,000 and making the news. That's not my story. You know what I mean? And then, you know, I had the audacity to be arrogant. The judge said, what you want to do? I said, I ain't going to no treatment. I don't need no motherfucking help. You know, when you in there, you think you got to be tough. I'm scared of the motherfucker, man. You know? But thank God for a divine order. Because all of us had that date where we was going to stay clean and stay stopped. Thank you. Thank you, Narcotics Anonymous, man. I'd rather live in this life believing in God. Die, get to the other side and find out it ain't one. Than living this life not believing in God. Die, get to the other side and it is one. I'm sure. Thanks for letting me share.